Moscow observed a day of mourning today while the death toll from twin suicide bombings on the capital's underground railway rose to 39 people. Pope Benedict has sent a telegram to the president of Russia expressing his deep sorrow and strong condemnation of what he called heinous acts of violence. He also sent his feelings of solidarity and spiritual closeness to the country and his condolences to the families of the victims. Many have speculated that the blasts blamed on North Caucasus rebels were retaliation for the recent killings of separatist leaders in the region by Russian police. James Nixie is manager and research fellow of the Russia and Eurasia program at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He spoke to Ema McCarthy about the origins and motives of Chechen separatism.
The people who posted a threat that they would carry out such an attack are a group belonging to the Chechen rebel leader Doku Umarov, who is the lead guerrilla in Chechnya these days after all of his predecessors have all been assassinated by the Russian special forces over the years. But ultimately, we are talking about, it would seem, some form of Islamic fundamentalism from the North Caucasus, which has perhaps been inspired by the fact that the Russians have caused a great degree of devastation in that region over the last 20 years, left behind a number of widows, daughters, sisters, mothers.
What are at the roots of these separatists' demands? What are they fighting for?
I'll tell you what they're not after at the moment. They're not really after independence. That kind of aspiration died in the 1990s. What they are after, Mr. Umanov, who I was just talking about, the Chechen rebel leader, has proclaimed he wishes to see a region-wide Islamic caliphate and professed his hatred for the Kremlin and for the West in equal measure.
Yet is it also true that in recent years, Russia has been particularly violent in its crackdown in Chechnya, and we have seen the death of a number of human rights activists who have pointed out certain violations of human rights carried out by the Russian army in Chechnya, and we've seen the death of some journalists investigating human rights violations in Chechnya?
That is so true. It should have been mentioned by all of the news stations so far and hasn't been really mentioned at all. But, of course, Russia's policies in the North Caucasus have been cack-handed at best and contravening human rights at almost every level at worst. And there's no doubt about it. Of course, they would not admit it, but there is a genuine cause and effect here. That is not to belittle the terrible tragedy and atrocity that has befallen the innocent Russian people. But it is to suggest that there is a genuine link between Russia's actions in the North Caucasus in the past 15 years and the awful crimes that we saw yesterday.